Hare Krishna.
Well, following on from yesterday's discussion on literature, books that are coming out, I have to just say a few words about the subject matter of what I call Damodar Lila, but it's called Sri Damodar Janani, which is about what we sing about Damodar Ashtakam every year, and Krishna being bound by Mother Yasoda. And that book's not coming out as yet. It will be out by Kartik, available if we're shooting for it to be available anywhere throughout the world. But it's not an ordinary book. And of course, I'm not saying that because I did anything special. I'm just saying in terms of the subject matter, it's such a, from my experience as author writing many things, including Krishna's pastimes with gopis and Srimati Radharani, in terms of accessibility and the looking for the right word, the expression or the giving out of transcendental bliss as a consequence of reading. Anyway, that's why it's considered to be very, very special. It comes as the introduction to what all of those other pastimes in Vrindavan are based on, which is spontaneous devotional service, and gives such a wonderful introduction. And introduction, wonderful access to Mother Yashoda and, of course, baby Krishna. So from that, today I was reading over and sort of touching up the seventh chapter, which is about Mother Yashoda finally binding Krishna. And in there, the process of binding, I won't do what has become known nowadays as a spoiler, but in that process, which means that you tell all the exciting things, in that pastime, of course everyone knows that there are the two fingers, which is not necessarily a dimensional expression, that they were just short by the width of two fingers, but it's actually a form of speech. It's an expression that seemed to be customary at that time. And there's two of them. I won't say what they are, but one of them has to do with the fingers. The other one has to do with chickpeas. And so what do those two represent? Well, one of them represents what is called Bhakta Parishrama. Pari means excessive, and Shrama means Shrama Eva, endeavor. Endeavor. Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam. It's all a wasted endeavor, as Bhagavatam says. So, Mother Yashoda, and now mind you, this is Krishna's eternal mother. No one became Mother Yashoda, but this is Krishna's mother. And she has to go through so much labor trying to tie Krishna down for the better part of, well, all morning past midday. And so this hard labor, Srila Prabhupada once replied, when devotees ask, how can we please you? He says, when I see you working hard in Krishna's service. So hard labor really means sahadharma pratitya. Krishna really wants us to go all out. He wants to see that we're really willing to do anything and everything and do it to the extreme. Nowadays there's this sort of extreme sports and so on, extreme horror and extreme so many things. So parishrama means that the devotee's endeavor is to the extreme. So when you feel that there seems to be no end to this devotional service, seems to be no end to the demands made on us, how much we have to put out, that's parishrama. And sticking with that effort to serve Krishna regardless of the consequences, regardless of the circumstances, and so on, that ultimately will endear us to Krishna. It will move Krishna's heart. Mother Yashoda's endeavor finally moved Krishna's heart, and he said, okay. And that's the second one, that's called Krishna Kripa. You have to have Krishna's mercy. We have Krishna's mercy in so many forms, Mahaprasad and Govinde and there, but this is a different type of mercy. This is a special mercy. This is the mercy that allows you to bind Krishna. It's the mercy by which we get Krishna prema. We get admittance into the spiritual realm. And then comes Krishna Kripa. So hard labor, real effort to do our service, whatever that may be, whether it's cooking, preaching, daily worship, whatever, so many different types of services. How do we know that Krishna is satisfied? You'll know, because you'll get his special mercy. And it will change your heart. It'll become very evident in the same way that it became very evident to Mother Yashoda that she could now bind Krishna, tie Krishna. Until then, it was very evident that no matter what she did, Krishna was always just that far away. So we may also be feeling that we're doing so much, but Krishna always seems to be out of our reach. And that's true. But if we keep endeavoring to attain Krishna's grace, then at some point Krishna will say, all right. And then Krishna will be in your reach. And no one will have to tell you whether that's the case. It will be self-evident. Hare Krishna.